Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How the devil are you? Welcome to another episode of the Slimming World podcast. Anna, do you want to reveal what the subject is going to be about today?
Oh, it is a really powerful one. It's one that we used to get requested and still do all the time. It is about perimenopause and menopause. It is one where we're going to dive deep and find out all those burning questions maybe that you need a few answers to.
Yeah, and it's a subject which we've covered on the podcast before. It was about a year ago, actually, and it's in the members only section, which you can listen to in the Slimming World members area. But since then, there's been a survey done with Slimming World members, which had some really interesting findings to do with how members say the perimenopause and menopause affected their body shape and weight. So we wanted to look a little bit deeper into that and also find out, well, how does Slimming World support people who are going through the perimenopause and menopause and still want to lose weight? It is by far the most requested subject that we get. We get so many emails from you guys who are listening. So here we are, opening the door, but we've got someone who's very wise, who has been diving into these findings, who has a ton of qualifications and studies and all kinds of knowledge to her name. Jennifer Kent, welcome back to the podcast. You're a dietitian at Slimming World HQ. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. I guess me and Anna thought the obvious place to start really was, especially because not everyone's going to know that there is the menopause and there is the perimenopause. Do you want to start basics here and just explain what they are?
Absolutely. So the menopause is diagnosed when a woman has gone 12 consecutive months without a menstrual period. So the menopause affects all women, and we're well aware that it can also affect transgender and non-binary people too. It's actually a single point in time. It's just one day, the day exactly 12 months after a woman's final period. And in the UK, the average age for a woman to reach the menopause is 51 years old. And after this day, women are considered to be in the post-menopause phase.
Okay. So, I mean, I find that really surprising. I remember when we first talked about this, I thought menopause was like a chapter, a long phase. I didn't realise it was a specific point. So it was almost like I need time to kind of process that. That was like a whoa kind of mind, because we know that menopause is not really talked about enough. There's been a big drive, a big surge in the media, I think, to cover more of the kind of myths and misconceptions behind the menopause in general. I mean, so the research that you did with members last year, do you want to kind of get into a bit of what was asked and maybe why that was done?
Absolutely. So we asked Slimming World members to complete our member survey in September 2023. And we had an absolutely fantastic response from members. I think people want to talk about it, want to share their experience. And we absolutely want to help members, which is why this all started in the first place. So we had almost 2,500 group and online members who were experiencing the perimenopause or who had already gone through the menopause, filling in our survey. And the resources that we put out October 2022 were very much done off the back of the research that was out there at the time. Whereas from now, we wanted to find out our members' experience of the perimenopause and the menopause to make sure that our support was very much tailored to them and to their needs. So we wanted to know that the support that we'd got is right for our members, and that's why we put it out.
Can I just ask you a question, just one step back? So just for my little mind, we've got menopause, which is the kind of a mark of I've gone 12 months period to kind of with no period, but the run-up where everybody talks about low mood, hot flashes, all sorts of things, that's perimenopause, is that right?
Absolutely. So when we talk about going through the menopause, we tend to be talking about the perimenopause, which means around menopause. And absolutely, it's the transition stage when those hormonal changes begin and many, many women start to experience symptoms. So it's the time before the menopause officially is diagnosed and ends that that year after the final menstrual period. And in the UK, research suggests that the average duration of the perimenopause is 4 years, but it can vary greatly between women, and for some it can go on for much longer.
Wow.
It's fascinating, actually, how so many people don't realise what they're going through until they've gone through it, do they? I see a lot in group and with online members, the experiences they've had, and they knit it all together backwards, don't they?
Absolutely.
I mean, you mentioned symptoms there, and that was something that was key, I think, for you to find out from members what were the common symptoms that they talked about. Do you want to cover some of those? Because there were some surprises.
Definitely. We know that there are many, many symptoms of the menopause, and they can affect everyone differently. Some people are lucky enough to breeze through the menopause, but unfortunately, they're few and far between. Others can experience quite severe symptoms for many years. So you can read about the ones online, hot flushes being that common symptom that we hear about. But we were really interested to know the symptoms that our members experience. And I don't think it was surprising to hear that 90% of women who were experiencing the perimenopause told us that they were experiencing symptoms. So of the members that said that they were experiencing symptoms during the perimenopause, the top one was actually feeling tired or lacking in energy, which was reported by 51% of members. This was followed by difficulty concentrating, affecting 38% of women, and 37% also told us they were having difficulty sleeping. So they were the top three, but there were many, many other symptoms that members said that they were experiencing, including memory problems, reduced libido, and changes in mood. I think the big surprise is that we hear an awful lot about hot flushes, and when they occur at night, they're known as night sweats, which research in the UK suggests affects about 80% of women, but they weren't in the top five symptoms reported by our members who are currently experiencing the perimenopause.
It's fascinating how we hear things, don't we, and we associate them with the menopause, but we've found something really different, which is quite interesting to know that it doesn't just have to be a foregone conclusion. I think for me, I'm terrified of the things I've heard in the media, and actually it's quite reassuring to know there are, maybe reassuring is the wrong word, but it's interesting to know that there are a plethora of things, and I won't necessarily suffer with X, Y, and Z. So that's why it's so good to see current research, isn't it? Because we're dealing with people at this very moment.
So one of the things that I guess maybe we're often a bit more conscious of if we are losing weight is the shape of our body, is how we look. And what I've learned from you actually was about the way that perimenopause and menopause can affect your body shape and where your body stores weight. That is fascinating, and this was something that you picked up on in the research as well.
Absolutely. So we wanted to find out our members' personal experience. So we asked about body shape and body weight. So we know from research that hormone changes, particularly the reduction in estrogen that we start to see during the perimenopause, can influence where body fat is stored, with weight tending to shift more centrally around the middle during that time. So we asked members if they felt that their body shape had changed as a result of the perimenopause or the menopause. And the members who responded to the survey, we found that more than three quarters, so 79%, said that their body shape had changed as a result of the perimenopause or menopause. And 90% of these said that they'd experienced weight shifting centrally, so that weight shifting more around the tummy area, which we know when you're trying to lose weight or just generally when you get to that stage in life and you find that weight changes, you can become less satisfied with your body, even if you haven't necessarily gained weight during that time.
Yeah, imagine that can be quite frustrating if someone had been perhaps a member for a while and it clicked and it was working, and then all of a sudden you're finding these changes are happening and you're like, what's going on? This isn't working for me anymore. You know, it's just a lot of unknowns. So actually to acknowledge that must be, you know, quite powerful to know that you're not alone, that other members are feeling the same.
Absolutely. And I think that was one of the key findings that came out of the survey. People really appreciating the fact that research was being done and the feeling of not being alone. It was amazing to hear, but we definitely had from a lot of the free text responses, so a lot of women having hourglass figure shapes throughout their life, and then they get to the menopause and they find that they're storing more weight around their tummy area, and it's really hard to get your head around that. It's really tricky, especially when you're trying to lose weight, seeing this shift in your body shape. It's a challenge.
But a thing that you said that's really important to pick up on is that doesn't necessarily equate with weight gain, does it? It's the repositioning of the body fat. So a lot of people equate menopause and perimenopause, or perimenopause as we now know it, that you gain weight. And actually, that's a bit of a fallacy, isn't it? It's actually how it changes your body shape. So that's almost a little bit reassuring, because I meet so many people in my role as a consultant and online host who are thinking that they've gained weight and stuff like that, but it's understanding you still can lose weight. It's just shifted, hasn't it? So that's something good to know almost.
Absolutely. We know that the weight gain during this time isn't inevitable, and weight loss is still possible, but our weight and our body shape can be affected by the hormone changes that occur and the symptoms that we experience at that time in life.
Do you know what? In a second, we do have a member story which we'll tap into, who talks about how she did lose weight and managed to manage her menopause symptoms. But just before that, I mean, I think we need to maybe dispel some myths around this kind of, I don't know, perception that perimenopause, menopause is a middle-aged women's problem. And actually, that's not always the case.
Definitely. So the majority of women do experience the menopause spontaneously, as hormone production naturally reduces with age. But there are many other causes of the menopause, and some mean that women can experience it much younger in life. So we found in our survey that 15% of members experienced the menopause as a result of surgery. So that was most likely following a hysterectomy. And others experienced it due to medical treatments such as chemotherapy or radiotherapy. So I definitely think there is this perception that the menopause is a middle-aged woman's problem, and it absolutely isn't. It can occur at a range of ages, for some much earlier, some much later. And I think talking about it is one of the most important things we can do to raise more awareness of the different reasons that people can go through it, and to support women as they experience those symptoms so they don't feel so alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just read Sue's story, because this is really interesting. So Sue, 56, from Bournemouth, said she started going through the menopause at 49, and the main symptom for her was hot flushes. She was getting up to 20 a day. They'd come on so suddenly, starting in her chest, quickly rising up until it felt as though the sweat was literally dripping off her face. She got night sweats, and also she weighed more than 20 stones, so she knew that probably didn't help. That caused her to feel like she was overheating. On top of that, the other symptoms she was experiencing were mood swings and felt permanently sluggish. She wanted to reach for a sugar fix all the time. Now, she knew that she needed to do something about her weight, and she was on medication for blood pressure. She was getting checked out for heart issues. She was told she was at high risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And then she went to see a doctor about the hot flushes and explained that actually, if you slim down, a lot of these symptoms might improve. She was also told that she couldn't be prescribed hormone replacement therapy, HRT, until she lost the weight. At the time, she was really mortified being told that so directly, but it was what she needed to hear. So she joined Slim World. She found a local Slimming World group on that day, actually, and it worked for her. She wasn't knowing quite what to expect, and she actually lost 9 pounds in the first week. A year later, she'd lost 4 stone and 8 pounds. She was already getting fewer hot flushes, and she was also out doing a lot of body magic. So she was out walking. She has not one, not two, but three terriers. Three terriers. That is a lot of body magic to keep them under control. But as the weight came off, she started increasing those walks. She started going for longer strolls on the beach. She's now lost 9 stone and she weighs a much healthier weight, 11 stone, 1 pound. She still has occasional hot flushes, but her menopause symptoms are much better and she has a lot more energy. I mean, I think that is really interesting, isn't it? Because there will be people who think, I want to lose weight, but I'm not sure I can, will be that kind of camp. And maybe there will be people who hadn't realised that their weight is something that is affecting their symptoms. So how does Slimming World kind of support members like Sue?
Great question. So it's amazing to hear that Sue done so well with her weight loss. Absolutely incredible, inspirational story. And I think Sue truly embraced all aspects of food optimizing, body magic, which will absolutely have helped manage her symptoms. So we know that it is possible to lose weight during the menopause, and it's advised that we do that by eating a healthy, balanced diet and by getting more active. So we know during the perimenopause that we can lose muscle mass, and activity is really important to help optimize and maintain as much muscle mass as possible. If we lose muscle mass over time, our metabolic rate can reduce, which means we burn fewer calories, which over time can cause weight gain. So if we are physically active as we possibly can be, we can maintain that muscle mass and prevent the loss of metabolic rate as we age. So by eating a healthy, balanced diet and being active with those three terriers, Sue did an amazing way of losing weight and improved her symptoms as a result.
I suppose the theme here is that yes, you can lose weight with Slimming World, and the fact that you get that additional support if you're someone who hasn't done activity before like Sue, then how do you kind of bring that into your lifestyle, really, and that there is support through the Body Magic program as part of the membership? I mean, Anna, I assume you as a consultant, as an online host, there must be so many people who turn up very new, haven't joined Slimming World before, and say, I'm going through this. Can you help me? How do you respond to those people?
We meet so many scared people, frustrated people, I think really baffled people who were like, this has never been my setup before. I could do X, Y, and Z. And I think the really reassuring thing to know is that we absolutely have got an eating plan and an activity support program that done together is going to help you, as we've heard, reduce your symptoms, but lose the weight, which is going to make you feel better. But I think the thing to know alongside that is the support, because many people I meet may have tried things at home, done all those things on their own, and not got where they wanted to be because they haven't had that emotional support to help them make long-term habit change. Because we've got to remember, to lose weight and to become active and maintain that is such, for so many people I know, for me, was such a big shift in how I used to operate, that I couldn't have done that. I didn't learn to drive without an instructor. Okay, but a lot of us feel that we should be able to lose weight and become active without any support. So yeah, I love to see the relief in people's faces when they've sat through a new member talk and through image therapy, and they meet perhaps other people who've been through it. And that's the great thing about the group support. You're watching people further down the line and how they've been able to adapt and change. And I think a really great thing to know as well is we've got so much research now and things like food planners for people who are perimenopausal, menopausal, to help them. Lots of understanding of things like the phytoestrogen foods that can help them. So we're armed with knowledge, which if you're in, like I meet so many people, a desperate situation and a desperate state, you want to meet someone that's got knowledge. And we've got 55 years of it. So, group and online is where you see people physically go, oh, okay, you've got this.
I think that's really key, isn't it? You talk about that support, because if you think, even from a young age, many women don't talk about their periods. You know, I think even in partnerships, there'll be many male partners or female partners, I suppose, who they don't have that conversation between them. So how are your periods? How do they affect you? And it can be almost something that we kind of keep to ourselves, and then that can amplify those worries. I think what really reassured me about reading the statistics, because let's face it, Anna, long-term listeners of the podcast know I love a stat. Can't help it. The journalist in me loves it. But there were a couple of findings that jumped out at me, Jennifer, which were kind of side by side. And I think one was about 85% of members, so that's nearly all members really, say weight loss was more challenging during the perimenopause and menopause. Can't even say it. So a lot of people said, yes, it was a bit more challenging. But the other figure was, you know, 79% say they had lost weight during the perimenopause and menopause. And I think those side by side were quite interesting in that it's kind of acknowledging to a lot of people, look, we hear you, we understand you, we're reflecting that other people feel the same, but we have a way to help you get through this. And I feel like that, in a world of so many quick fixes of diet here and follow this plan and you'll be fixed in 10 days, that actually just to have that kind of general message and here are some places that we can support you with, I think is just really, really reassuring.
Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest thing, feeling listened to. And that's what we want members to feel, be that on the community, through the support that we provide, conversations in group. We want people to feel supported, listened to, and empowered. The support is there for our members. We want them to feel that they can lose weight with Slim and Wild, and it is possible, but it can be harder for the majority of women. But knowing that it is possible, is it can be a light bulb moment to sort of stick with it. That's a key message that we do definitely want to share with potential members and members out there.
And of course, the other thing that we should say, no matter how small or big your symptoms are, that actually, if you need the support, go to your doctor, go to your GP. Do not hide away. Go and get that support, because actually, I think a lot of the stereotypical ways that menopause used to be dealt with, things have changed. Things have moved on medically. Things have moved on research-wise. So, you know, there are so many alternatives to HRT, to other ways that you can be supported. So that track, as well as this, could really make a difference. Our key message here really is don't struggle on your own.
I think another thing to think about, and you know, I would say a lot of my groups, one of my groups in particular, has the age group for perimenopause and to have completed the menopause. And it's to know these things aren't inevitable. I think what I see of a lot of people who join and then lose weight is they thought certain things would happen, and it's to know that yes, there are statistics that say X, Y, and Z may happen, but they don't always have to, and you could do things to make yourself better and balance that, rather than, I had a lady the other day who said, I wish I'd done this sooner, I just thought this is how I was meant to feel. And it's knowing that you don't, and that can be quite a powerful thing for you. If you know, I think about puberty and how lost I felt in puberty, and I haven't hit the perimenopause fully yet, but that feeling of being lost and not understanding, actually knowing you've got some tools and people that are going to help you could be really reassuring.
Talking about like changes in body shape, I mean, I was super skinny when I was a teenager, and it was like someone flicked a switch when I was like 18 and my bum literally just burst out of my jeans. I was walking upstairs and the under bit of my bum on my jeans split. I was like, what is going on? None of my clothes fit. And nobody talks about that stuff, do they really? And I think this is similar.
Very similar. And you know, you don't realise, you know, like I was saying before, you don't realise until you knit it all together. Okay, I felt, like I had a lady who said, I felt very angry, I couldn't sleep, I thought it was stress. And then I've realised years down the line what it is. So that's why I think being in a group and or being on the community and getting that support, the thing I know about weight loss is if you're feeling in a heightened emotional state and you eat emotionally, that can be another trigger. And if you learn to handle that and understand that, that can also help with your weight loss. So at a psychological point as well, that's why it's really key to be around people that get it.
Yeah. I think as a result of these podcasts that we've done with you, Jennifer, I definitely have really got a deeper understanding of what to expect. You know, in the next, like, I don't know, 10 years of my life, 5 years, who knows, next year it could happen. But I have already started to, you know, looking at the 7-day menu which supports people going through the perimenopause, and understanding about activity, particularly like strength and resistance training. I've started to build some of this stuff in my life. Big part of the 7-day menu was looking at the word that Anna said, but she's obviously written down that one. Yeah, phytoestrogens, which basically is lots of kind of aspects of a plant-based diet. I've already started almost, I think, to equip myself with the knowledge and prepare myself for that phase, which is something that without the support of Slimming World and these episodes, I wouldn't have known. And I think there will be potentially quite a lot of listeners who aren't there yet, or potentially are partners of people who are going through the perimenopause and the menopause and want to know how to support them. So, you know, we really appreciate that you're sharing this knowledge, not just with members, but also with the wider world, to help kind of put to bed some of these misconceptions.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is we still need more research, and that is something that we will continue to look into. And if anything else comes out that we can share with members that will help support them, that is exactly what we will do. So just being aware, I think another big thing is being aware of how the symptoms can affect weight. And I think, as you say, Anna, that's really tricky when you can't quite pinpoint those symptoms, and you might not know that they are symptoms. You might absolutely just feel stressed. But things like night sweats affecting sleep, aches and pains affecting how active we are, they can all affect how we are in terms of our eating habits, our physical activity, which over time can affect our weight. So just putting it out there, having the information, preparing people, absolutely, so they can read in advance, or reading it to support a mum, a sister, a family member, a friend. I think the more we know, the more we can talk about it, and the more we can reduce the stigma around the menopause that hopefully won't be there for much longer.
Yep, for sure. And we will put a link in the episode description to the survey findings. So if you're somebody who likes to take in information by reading, set forward that link on to perhaps somebody who you know might need to read this, who might need that reassurance. We'll do that so you can get access to that knowledge. And just allow that to really sink in, because, you know, I think for some people, this will be the first time they're really kind of thinking about this particular like thing. And for other people, they'll be well in there. They'll have Googled all night, every kind of research, and they just need to come back and simplify it. So we'll make sure that link is available. Anna, got anything else that you would want to say?
I think the closing bit is you can lose weight and be going through perimenopause. And it's really knowing that is possible. I've been a consultant for coming up to, the best part of 15 years, and the amount of target members I have got that have done that during perimenopause is outstanding. So just know, if you've come on for a bit of reassurance, it can definitely happen.
Brilliant. Well, Jennifer, we look forward to getting you back on the podcast to hear what next. And I guess, you know, you're going to be using all the new research that you're gathering on an ongoing basis to help keep consultants up to date, online hosts up to date, and I guess also members as well. Is there anything that you would kind of say to members where they can kind of go and have a look for more information in the Slimming World members area?
I think just talking about it, talk about it with your friends and group, talk about it on the community. Don't be shy to put your experience out there, because it's almost certain that someone else would have been experiencing it too. Definitely look at the eating plan, look at the features online, look at the survey results. We've got lots out there for members, and watch this space for more coming in the near future.
Ooh, I felt like that needed like an EastEnders. Dum, 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 dum. Right, thank you so much, Jennifer. Me and Anna will be back next week with another podcast. We are here every week, by the way. It's just that every other Monday we do podcasts that are for members only, where we get to delve a little bit deeper, almost like a group between group image therapy kind of thing. We haven't quite got a catchy title, and I'm like shaking my shoulders and thingy thingy, my Bob. But yes, that's also there. So if you ever want to listen to us every week, and of course you have the back catalogue, if you are a member and you want to listen to more about this, then go check out the You, Your Weight and Menopause episode, where Jennifer goes into a little bit more detail about things like vitamin D, calcium, that kind of stuff. So that's there for you too. Otherwise, thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
And see you in a bit, ta-ra, a bit. Thank you.
Bye for now.